24, 242, has been a check?
Yes, they are here.
Okay. Morning.
Good morning.
Identify yourself, sir.
I'm Deputy Chief James Bonney from the Greenwich Police Department.
Thank you. And would you spell your last name?
B-O-N-N-E-Y.
Thank you. And you, sir?
Good morning, I'm Craig Fishbein, I represent the appellant, who's present tonight.
Thank you. Chief?
Okay, so the appellant was, this case was reviewed by the Chief of Police, James Heavy. He denied the appellant on suitability. His two issues that he had was that we've had some calls at the house for, in 2021, for harassing from his ex-wife. And in 2016, he'd gotten in a verbal argument at a bar. There was no arrest involved. He was, on his application, he indicated that he has had his previous license revoked or suspended based on a Connecticut State Police protective order.
Attorney Fishbein?
Oh, yes, I believe my client is a suitable person, and we intend to shut up.
Thank you.
There is a, the town did submit a package that the appellant objected to. I don't know if you, are you withdrawing that packet, or did you want to make arguments regarding?
Well, I mean, the packet contained a bunch of arrests that were nollied and dismissed, and they were domestic-related, and they were over 10 years old. In the last 10 years, other than these two incidents that I mentioned here where there was no arrest involved, we have had no criminal complaint about him. And those cases were dismissed, and they were misdemeanors. So...
So you recognize that, so you're...
I recognize that, yes, sir.
So you're agreeing that they shouldn't come in tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Just for the record, I just object to any reference to domestic, because that would come from records that should have been erased. I'm very distressed that Greenwich has records that should have been erased. I guess for the purposes of the hearing, because I did get from your administrator what I believe to be the packet, I'm prepared to go through that just to confirm.
We did not, the board does not have the packet.
Does it not have a packet at all?
Correct.
Okay. So I don't know how you intend, I can represent that in the packet, the only document from, the packet that I believe is live right now, does not have those records that should have been erased. However, there is a run sheet for an event from 2021 that didn't have an arrest.
The CAD remarks.
Yeah, other than that, you have the issuing authority's questionnaire, the denial letter, his questionnaire, the standard stuff. Yeah, so I just wanted, you know, that is the packet. So I just object any reference to something that may be in a record that should have been erased from over a decade ago, so...
Understood.
Thank you.
Now, where are, who's your case?
His case.
Did you want to cross-examine him at all?
Well, did you present your case, sir? I think he has...
Yeah, if I could just clarify, the only thing I referenced to was our CAD records that we responded to the residents based on that type of complaint, but no, the body of the complaint was not in here. We just did an in-house search of a name and of a residence, and that's how we got this information. There's no arrest record or arrest information in my presentation here.
Would you like to cross-examine him at all?
Yes, please. The 2021 incident that is part of the packet that involves text messaging, have you had a chance to review that document?
I looked at the CAD, yes.
And did that event involve threats of any sort?
No, not that I saw.
Okay. And as you sit here today, you do not believe the appellant to be suitable to be issued a permit?
I did not, no, I didn't say that. I said the chief of police decided to call him on suitability in 2023 when he made this decision. But personally, from me looking at the record and from reading the report on the background investigation, there was no criminal activity that would relieve him from suitability. But the chief felt that based on the fact that he got revoked in the past and had a protective order against him, that there was some other information involved. Okay. So he made that decision.
But as you sit here today as the representative of the Greenwich Police Department, you believe him to be suitable?
Appears to be suitable to me.
Okay. And he did disclose on his application the prior revocation?
Correct.
And does he ever have a history with improperly using firearms?
Not that I can find.
Okay. That's all I have for Cross.
Questions from the board? Attorney Fishbein, your case.
Thank you. Sir, you're employed?
Yes, I am.
And how long have you been employed?
In
your current?
On my current role? Yeah. 6 years.
Okay. Ever been fired from a job?
No.
Ever had an incident of improperly using a firearm or anything like that?
No.
You had a permit up until 2009, I believe it was?
Correct.
And you had handguns at that time?
Yes, since I was 18.
I have nothing further.
Would you like to cross-examine him?
I have no questions.
Questions from the board? Final statement?
I believe the gentleman is suitable. Passage of time, certainly it was a denial a while ago. He's a good guy. Ask if he ordered the issuance of the permit.
Yeah, and your final statement, sir?
I have no statement.
Summary, Colonel Overton?
Sure. This is a denial by Greenwich. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was a complaint from 2021 regarding a text message complaint. There was no violence or threats in that. And the appellant had a previous revocation of his pistol permit. The appellant has no criminal convictions, no law enforcement contacts that the town brought up, and the issuing authority said he appears to be suitable at this time.
Comments from the board? A vote. Chief Rosenzweig?
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis?
Appellant.
Colonel Overture?
Appellant.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti?
Appellant.
Dr. Conner?
Appellant.
I will appellate.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Okay.